The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Suet? He says suet.
Okay. A what?
Pick. That's the great Brent Cobb. No relations to Ty. Tyrus Raymond Cobb. At least I don't think. Sounds like he would be there.
They better hope not.
Why? He'd have some Coca-Cola money.
Ty wasn't the nicest of gentlemen.
You know what? A lot of people wasn't then. Well, that's the excuse. Yeah. That's the excuse baby boomers use. Everybody talked like that then.
Well, you probably didn't know any better.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I know.
You got to get along with people.
Like, well, you know, it's like if something was taught in school. Well, you know what?
You know what?
Back before they discovered that, we didn't say that. So we never used that word.
Are we going to get that excuse when we get old if we want to say whatever? And they're like, well, he don't know any better. He didn't know any better. Like, that's going away.
Well.
Old people now get it, but not future old people.
We are the future old people, though. That's the weird thing.
That's scary. Yeah.
It's like you watch some of those commercials. Again, I think it's insurance that they're trying to market toward you. And it's like, don't become your parents. You know, those things. You know, the commercials.
Oh, those are great, man.
But some of them, when you're guilty of those things, you're like, oh, God. Because I would wear a barbecue apron that said, grills just want to have fun. Like, I would wear that. I think that's fun. But this insurance, I think, commercial says, no. Showing your age with things like that.
I would
that.
Put Velcro on the flickers to make
you
sure.
You don't ever lose it, do you?
No. They don't get legs and walk away, do they?
Well, look what the cat drug in. You're not supposed to do that little icebreaker anymore.
Wow. You can assume things and get in trouble.
Well, look, you decided to come to work today. Oh, hey.
Can you do the trick with a remote that you would do with food you didn't want anybody else to get?
No.
You'd lick it, and they're like, I'm not going to eat that. You licked it. Like with the remote, you're like, look. No. I'll shove this in my underwear.
Not since I saw that 2020 episode.
I knew you were going to put it in your pants. I knew it.
That 2020 episode about the nastiest part of a hotel room is the remote control.
Oh, it really is.
Especially if it's a businessman. He's sitting there looking for some Skinamax of some kind.
He wouldn't be licking that remote for sure. That's nasty.
Because he probably has. Or someone, he may do it or something.
Even in the nicest hotels you could imagine.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we just want to rent the whole floor.
We're not talking about just our shacks. We're talking about like nice 3-4. Dare I'd even say 5-star hotels.
5-hour shacks, baby.
Ooh, baby.
Some of them just have just like rough, you know, like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch the remote.
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't.
Don't know where that remote's like, been.
I hope you have an Alexa and it's connected to the TV.
But don't take a black light to the ceiling.
Uh-oh.
See, that's the thing I've always said about like,
or the toilet seat.
I don't know why I'm whispering right now, but like the thought of being in and you know, sadly, it's a sad state of affairs, but they're closing all our strip clubs down. But they
really are.
Turn them in. No,
you ever went into one or was there at the end of the night and you saw all the lights come on? Dude, the magic was gone. It would like be in Space Mountain at Disney World with the lights on.
Are you saying that?
You can see where the heel's going down, and you don't feel that feeling where your gut's going in your throat.
You know what's equally...
You can see it happen.
Equally challenging is to use the bathroom in a strip club with a dimly lit bathroom after you had their wings for a Monday Night Football.
Oh, my God. Ew.
Taking a dump in a strip club is...
You know, I've only been...
Very hard.
I've only been to...
Well, there's also a guy standing there who's going to hand you a mint or a moist towelette when you get ready to leave. And he's in there, too.
He
knows you're the only one in there. And he's like, damn, man, what'd you eat? Did you have the Caliente Hots?
How weird is this? Every time I've attended a strip club.
Which means hot, by the way.
Was with the two of you people.
I'd be like, look, you better shove a couple of those mints up your nose, buddy. It's about to get rough in here.
And one time I went to a strip club and that one over across the room disappeared. No, was with
I went
you.
To food line to take a dump.
I don't believe
I didn't
that
want to do it in the strip club.
He said he had a hard time going at the strip club.
I left and didn't come back. I didn't want to do it in there.
He's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. He didn't say where he was going to use it.
And then Matt's like, look. And then this woman exposed her nether parts to me.
Well, I thought she was gesturing like, hey.
What the
she's
hell?
She's going to lift her little.
Take
it wasn't
care.
A skirt. It was more like an apron kind of. Like she was dressed like a maid, oddly enough.
Yes, she was.
Like a French maid. And she was revealing to us she was not wearing any
to you, but not me.
Panties.
I thought she was, but the way she did it was rather.
She's going, and then she's pointing. I was like, oh, me? She's like, no, her. I was like, ah. Can I look too? She's like, yeah. I was like, hey, the camera on shoulder.
Whammo. Funny.
She looked like a line judge calling a field goal. Like, she lifted that thing straight up. The skirt.
That is the worst strip club memory I've ever had in my life. I knew it was going to come up.
Well, your stomach was tore up.
Not even the good ones of, you know, like hanging out with friends
and that
having
was,
drinks.
That situation was awkward. And then they were all telling me what great dancers they are. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not going to take ballet class with you.
Man, we were at a strip club with racing memorabilia on the wall. Remember that? I mean, come on. That's what we're talking about, what was going on here. You can imagine.
Giving it away by saying that. There's only one place where there's an inflatable Sterling Marlin car hanging from the ceiling, you ass.
Oh, there was one.
We'll never get booked there again.
Ever.
There was one back in the day.
Ever coming back.
It was in like a storage building. I have to write it down for you. I don't think it's still around, but
I
like
that one.
It's like, why are you in a storage building, man?
I've been to wrestling that was in a storage building. Warehouses,
you know,
and stuff.
I have an open mind. I'll go back as long as you don't do that to me again, Matt.
Well, I mean, she was
he leaves me alone.
At least you didn't have to sling any beads at her.
At least I didn't have someone sitting on my lap.
Yeah, free show.
I don't
the best
do
thing
that.
Is to go to a strip club with two dudes who are in a literal urination contest to see who can be the big dog. And
oh gosh,
yeah. Which it's you're just sitting back. Oh man, you're agging them both. Thought, oh wow, he came and dropped a stack of 200 over here. Oh, did he?
Oh,
did
it? A couple threes in there. A couple $3 bills, mostly two.
You got some Clemson dollars. Fat boy is putting the Clemson dollars in his pocket.
Like, oh, let me get it.
They had the little stamp on there.
It's
oh
got the
Lord,
ball.
It was the. You know what? Paige should do like
two.
Strip club tours, and you go because going to a strip club with Paige is fun because Paige is a trained ballet dancer, like no crap. And when the girls are in there talking about dancing, Paige does. She has her nose in the air a little bit because
no,
she's
I don't.
A, yeah, you're a classically trained, and they're up there talking about stuff, and you're like pirouettes and things like that, and they're like, "What's a pirouette?" And but then that other thing they were doing, you're like, how do you contort your leg to get in that position? You both were kind of feeding off each other. It was fun.
Yeah, I mean, they're all nice except for the one.
Do you remember the guy we knew who got a free lap dance? What he did, he went up to the girl. You know how you go up on stage like you're going to slide some money in there?
Yeah.
Well, he went beside somebody. He pulled a 20 out of her G-string and she didn't know it.
Oh,
and then he went back up and
he bought
a lap dance with the money she already had.
That's not nice.
That was genius.
That's how she makes her living.
She's an Indian stripper giver.
Oh,
something.
I saw a story. Dude, I forgot where it was. A guy didn't pay for the lap dance. They called the cops and he got arrested for petty larceny. I got to look it up. This happened recently.
How much did lap dances cost now?
I want to say $40 is what they...
We can't afford to go
what
there
they
now.
Were.
We can't.
I mean, they'd have those two for ones, but they'd always be like short, like mystical songs.
He must
be like 2.5 minutes. It's like, come on, you put on Iron Butterfly and Agata DeVita. I want 17 minutes.
He must have been my size. Like, you're going to charge a little extra. I ain't paying for like a stomach dance. Oh, but you can't really get to the lap, so.
You got to pay more.
You're harsh.
The way you're sitting here is kind of hard to judge because you are like very relaxed.
I'm sitting below monitors and whatever the hell this is.
It's full extension, but if you sit up straight, you get a lap.
I would like to.
Do you have a computer that you can put in your lap?
No, oh no.
Oh.
This chair, though, is really sunk.
Can you put your legs together?
Does it not stand up when you stand up?
No, it doesn't really.
Now,
I could bring it up, but as soon as I sit down.
It's like a pair of Nike shocks that I had when I was in
high school.
Well, I jumped off the back of the bleachers. And we heard what. And this is not a funny little story. This is the truth. It was in a gym. And it sounded like a freaking shotgun went off when I busted only one, which you're thinking, oh, well, at least you had the other one. Okay, so now I'm walking with a limp with a busted Nike shock that when I walk sounds like I'm silently farting every once in a while.
it's like the pumps.
It's my Nike shock.
The Reebok pumps. You pumped them up too much as soon as you got them, and then you busted them.
Yeah. I thought I could jump off the bleachers wearing that. I thought I'd just bounce right up with the shocks. No, no.
It sounded like a what? Farting?
It was like when I walked, with the one was out, the shock. So it's like I walk. People turn around. Did you fart?
Is it a fart or a squish?
My shocks is broke.
They didn't sound like that at all.
It was wild.
What happened to your shoes, Matthew?
It's like someone slowly opening a balloon.
Okay.
It was very strange. Paige, I'd like to ask you this.
Yes.
What are you doing later?
Well,
but what are you doing in the Plex? What are you working on?
Well, we've got the worst Wheel of Fortune guess ever. It's funny.
Oh, there's been some doozies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they never asked me on that question.
I'm going to man the dump in case you want to play some.
Sometimes
episodes.
Wonder, did they ever just like throw those in during their sweep? Do they still have sweeps?
I think so.
In television rating?
Of course.
Pretty sure they do.
Okay. I didn't know if they do or not. I know that stuff's kind of changed, but
they order.
That's something in the eye. All right, we'll get into that next. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered 1 story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. We begin with a story about Wheel of Fortune.
Wheeler.
And a contestant made an all-time bad guess on Monday. Do you want to know the answer first, or do you want to know what was said?
I know somebody, I know a girlfriend's mom who got one of those Chase credit cards because she wanted to, remember at between the commercial breaks like years ago, they'd say, we're going to read a special code right now. If you've got it, you've got a Wheel of Fortune credit card, you could win $50,000.
Oh, yeah, the Wheel Watchers Club.
But it was like a 29% APR or something. It was ridiculous.
The freaking code's too long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I had it. I don't have it.
So this guy by the name of Will Jordan, he guessed this all wrong.
How's he spell Will? W-I-L-L. Okay. It'd been weird if it was spelled Wheel, like Will.
Will Jordan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Will.
I'm losing my voice.
That's the way a good Southern person says the name Will anyway.
Will.
Do you have your wheel done?
Yeah.
Wheel. Well, there's wheel, there's way.
Well, the answer was give yourself a round of applause. And he guessed.
Big Brown could do that.
I love this. My favorite thing. You know, there's things during the day that just make you giggle. And this just makes me giggle. Yeah. It makes me happy.
Sitting on a Sibian at full speed.
Oh, you know what?
Giggle. Give me a little giggle.
Do you want me to play it?
Yes. I want you to play it.
I'd like to buy a U.
Well, you're going to get three U's.
See, Chris.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Sorry, that's not it. Over to Katina.
A round of coffee?
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
What?
That's never been said.
Dummy.
Well, hedonism.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Over on the main stage, we got Derek. And also a buffet over here. Treat yourself to a round of sausage.
Excuse me. I'm going to the store to get some sausage.
Who ordered the large sausage pizza?
Okay.
Well, that'd be weird if you were the pizza person doing that. You would have ordered the large sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, this is, I got a good one I got to get to, man. This was, I think this happened this year. So the, this is the best was the answer.
Best one ever?
The answer is this is the best.
Yeah. This is a shorter clip, but the guy just guessed.
Is this like a speed round?
Yeah.
Oh, this one made me so nervous. You are the weakest link.
Right in the butt.
What? No.
Pat says no. No. Remember, it was this is the best.
Right in the butt.
Play it. I want to hear Pat's subtle no. Am I being punked?
Tavares. Right in the butt.
What? No.
This is Will. We're serious here.
No.
It's not Family Feud where everybody just looks at the camera.
This is a serious
game. I can't believe he just said that. Y'all believe he just said that?
Steve's not throwing his cards everywhere.
You're not going to win some frozen bacon.
Park long. Name a word that comes after pork.
It's not.
Law.
He said coupon.
Treat yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was real, too.
What was that?
Coupon.
Coupon.
Oh, I got it.
Name a word that comes after pork. And the one woman, she was trying to say loin, but she said larn, park larn. And then the other, the chops was an answer. Pork, some sandwich maybe was one of the answers.
I got it.
And then
I got
the one guy, yeah.
God.
Name something that follows the word pork.
Coupon.
He said coupon.
Why?
It's coupon.
See, Pat or whatchamacallit, what's his name? Seacrest. They wouldn't do fun things like that.
That's fine.
What They're is so coupon? Like rigid and everything. Like, no, this is Will, okay? There's no laughter here.
I just want to know why you would treat yourself to a round of sausage. What is a round of sausage?
I'll show you right in the book. No. This is Will.
No.
Ooh, everybody, sorry.
It's no, not this porky is Will. Pine anyway. It's porcupine.
Porky, yes. Porky? No, it's porcupine.
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 That's one of the great Southern words people forget
porcupine.
About.
Yes.
Porcupine. Muscadine.
Muscadine wine.
I saw a porcupine beside a muscadine.
You saw a what?
A what? Who?
Well, we also add a to a word like it's an armadillo, but it's not. Yeah. It's an armadillo.
It is, man. There are so many fat ones around here now.
Where did they come from?
Texas,
I have a theory.
Right?
Yeah.
So many fat
But where did
armadillos?
They come from in Texas? I think they were bordered in.
Somebody.
Tom Homan, send them back.
Nobody talks about illegal animals in our area.
No. By the way, what's up with the monkeys? Because that same city, Fat Boy pointed this out to me, there was what they're calling a mac and cheese spill, where a mac and cheese truck
I'm heading there
spilled
now.
Over and mac and cheese went everywhere.
Yep. Mm.
But it was in the same city where those monkeys escaped. So I'm thinking they're calling it an accident, but the monkeys came out, attacked the mac and cheese truck.
And they did.
Look it up online. It's Yamassee?
Yep.
Yamassee, South Carolina. The same town where all these monkeys escaped from the medical research facility. Now a mac and cheese truck has been taken over.
Next time they go into a grocery store and they get a bunch of bananas. If I was a monkey, I'd go there.
They never recovered them all either. They have not all been returned. Well, I think they're missing four or five at least.
If you find one, send one to me.
Also, don't wear a big yellow hat in that area.
Why?
Because they'll come to you and think that you're an ally. They'll just... Curious George Page, remember?
Oh, yeah,
okay. Big, okay.
Got it.
He never had a name. He's just big yellow hat guy.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
Just like the song.
Yep.
Okay.
Now the kids are reading by Curious George, probably. Who knows what's in the elementary schools?
No.
Not for much longer.
We get rid of all the Georges.
We're gonna send the immigrants back.
We can keep George Lopez. He's funny. He's gotta cut his hair.
Boys are going back too.
Tampons for boys.
Matter of fact, each immigrant shove a box of tampons with you. Take it back.
No.
It's our gift to you. Free gift with purchase.
Don't hoard the tampons, please, people.
There'll be another crisis.
No, we don't need that. Nor do we need a diaper crisis again.
Or toilet paper.
No.
It always affects like the
waste.
Any
personal products.
Like when the fat boy, he said he voted to cancel the Pickens water vote.
Why?
It's a deciding vote. He's like, I don't understand this. I
wasn't ready to
vote
yet.
Kiwi water.
I wasn't ready to vote.
Water snob.
Like I'll tell you something. I love Lake Kiwi. I would not want to drink the water. I don't like getting in it. I mean, I do, but like I want a quick wash off shower afterwards.
Well, if I had to pick, I'd probably pick Joe Cassidy.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
That's where I broke my leg.
Well, Joe's a good guy.
I wouldn't pick Hartle.
Clean water.
I broke my leg at Lake Joe Cassidy. Jet ski accident.
Well, we told you it was frozen when you jumped
in. That's what it was.
She did it anyway.
On the jet ski?
Leg went behind her head too far.
No.
Snapped.
Now somebody ran into me. All right, so.
Jeremy Clements.
So.
How many? No? Do I have time?
No.
All right, well,
absolutely
I'll have to save it for tomorrow.
You got to go back to the music. It would it would help me, too, because I know that I sometimes will prolong it as well, asking more questions. But if there's some light music that started getting real loud.
That's okay.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Paging. Those Your Eyes Guys headline.
It'd be a five-minute bed, but I'd play it.
Well, it would get the point across, at least. Paige, that was good. Quit selling yourself short.
I'm sorry.
What?
Yes. All right, we'll take a break. We come back. We're going to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday.
Suck it.
Right after this, good morning.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live from CallRob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. That previous minute of off-air content had been on the air. We wouldn't have jobs. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday November 13th, happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Suck it.
I don't have any music today, but let's get to this gentleman. Used to play for the Los Angeles Lakers. Also the Indiana Pacers with a little event called the Malice at the Palace.
Oh,
I'll give you a hint. He played his college ball at St. John's University.
That ain't helping me. I don't know college basketball.
He changed his name.
Better World Peace?
It is.
Okay.
AKA Ron Artest.
Okay. St. John's?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Who's retired?
I can do football, college, alma maters way better than basketball. The only way I know basketball is if they play in the Final Fours in the 90s. That's the only time I really...
My college knowledge of basketball is right around that time.
Yeah.
Early 2000s.
Like I can tell you who Ramil Robinson is. Or Ala Abdul Nabi. But that's where
Duke.
It stops.
We played for Coach Jarvis, Ron Artest.
Meta World Peace is got to be 54?
55.
Not quite.
Oh.
He is 45 years old.
No way.
Yep. I thought he was a little. I remember.
What year was the Malice? No.
Yeah,
Pissers. They changed the name of the Pistons.
Wow,
that shortened it a little bit.
I was trying to say Pistons Pacers and thought of it backwards.
Well, that's if they combined the two markets, it'd be the Indiana Pissers.
Oh no!
Which is a fun little doc if you want to check it out on Netflix.
The mascot would be Calvin and Hobbes.
I thought Steven Jackson was going to go in the crowd and like literally kill people. Which, that's a big dude you don't want coming after.
No.
This gentleman has done movies like The Phantom of the Opera, Olympus Has Fallen. He's the machine gun preacher. Gerard Butler. Not Gerald.
No.
Like some people like to say. He's a Scottish veteran actor.
He'd get him mixed up with the other guy. Most people commonly mix those two up, but I can't even remember who that guy is now.
Yeah, I can't either.
He was the guy that gained a bunch of weight for a movie, and people are like, oh, that's not really good for your health. But he's like, I'm committed to the role.
Are you thinking of Fat Bastard?
No, it did sound like, hey, $1 million.
It's not the real fat. It's a body suit.
But I got clowned so hard yesterday by people who heard me think that Jake Paul really had a beer gut. I saw that video and thought.
I saw it too.
That I was like, dude, he's ripped, but that gut though.
Well, this can't be real.
Turns out it was a.
Not a real stomach.
Something he bought at Spirit of Halloween or something. Paige, you go first on this one.
Oh, I don't even know.
Quite frankly, I don't remember who it was.
Gerard Butler.
Yes. 54.
Who was a lawyer before he became an actor. 55 years old.
Oh, geez.
I was thinking of Jerry Butler.
I think I know the answer. I would know my answer to this, but I'll throw it out there anyway. Jimmy Kimmel.
Let's get ready to suck it! You piece of crap. You scumbag. Scum of the earth. You've crapped on so many people, figuratively, and now you act like the biggest simp in the world. Is that cool? I used your word.
You know, he made a joke.
Scum, scum, scum.
He made a joke about the escaped monkeys, and then, like, into the joke, I'm like, wow, this ain't a political joke. Well, guess what? It turned.
It went political.
Yeah, he made it political at the end. Called Lindsey Graham one of the monkeys. Which, look, a lot of MAGA people don't like Lindsey Graham anyway, so they probably laughed at that.
Well, he's somebody that
easy target.
Well, I mean, that's the best way to say it.
He's an easy target.
His name's Lindsey. That's one thing. He's got a little fun when he talks. He talks like Uncle Arthur from Bewitched a little bit.
Well, if you're keeping record, Jimmy Kimmel is 57. Let's do Steve Zahn. Been in a ton of movies.
Yeah.
Most recently, he was in The Righteous Gemstones. He played the uncle.
The uncle. One word.
Who robbed the First Union. I was like, wow.
Uncle.
That's old school footage there. They really do the research on this show.
What was the zoo movie he did that was kind of silly but fun?
Oh, yeah. What was it?
I don't remember.
God, I forgot it, too. He was at
too
Saving
many
Silverman.
Movies now. Too many movies. Saving Silverman, freaking awesome. Arlie Ermey in that movie was great. I'm going to say, like, that's one I think is going to surprise you. I think he's 60.
61.
He is 57 years old. Yeah. Says he was in a little movie called Reality Bitties.
Oh, it's Bites.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think I know the answer to this,
Cat
too.
Cat Boy was always trying to take a bitty out of crime when he was listening to McGruff the Crime Dog.
Oh, my gosh.
I will always love this woman because she did movies I watched growing up that I just really enjoyed. But I think I know what the answer is going to be.
Linda Lovelace.
No, she she only did one that I enjoyed.
The Green Door.
But she did movies like Eddie.
Whoopi.
It is Whoopi. Sister Act 1 and 2. That's Oda Mae from Ghost.
Of course.
That could be Ghost too. Oda Mae's dead too.
You know that thing where people say, I love their performances on the field, but I don't like what they say in interviews. You know, that's the way I feel about her. I'm going to say favorite movies, but movie roles. Like Ghost wasn't Ghost without Oda Mae Brown. Sister Act, all that stuff. I mean, it was fun. But her mouth.
Yeah.
Not the shape of it or anything, but just the going back and forth stuff.
I forgot she was on Star Trek.
Say that. Was she really?
Yeah, I can't pronounce the character. Guinan was her character on Star Trek.
Gojira.
Man. Whoopi.
Boy, I have no freaking clue.
I give you a hint. Her age is probably also an act. You wouldn't mind performing with her.
No.
Yeah. I say with her.
With her.
Ah!
You agreed.
Too late. I'm the Ted Danson of this show.
We got a couple.
Did they bang? Or was that like Jay?
Yeah, they were together.
I think they were a couple for real.
And then, you know, when he did the blackface bit, it kind of went awry after that.
Yeah.
You want to guess?
Him and Stern both.
You want to guess Mr. Big's birthday? Jimmy Kimmel, too. He played Carl Malone, remember?
The resurfacing of the Man Show clip where they show on one side of the TikTok video or whatever, YouTube, him sitting there like crying, talking about women's rights and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other side, they show a man show bit where a woman's looking through a telescope and he's sitting there air humping her behind and pretending he's grabbing her ass and stuff. It's like, oh, that's why he's scum, because he can't own who he, the backs, the people he rode to get where he's at. And then he acts better than thou, like George Clooney. Anyway.
Oh, man. Wow. Why are you hating on Danny Ocean?
Because he sold out America.
You're hating on Dr. Ross, well, damn it.
It is what it is.
I wanted to like Jimmy Kimmel because he was a radio guy.
Well.
He just went awry, man. He got too radical.
Yeah.
Chris Noth with Mr. Big is 70.
Wow.
I'll never forget this bit. He hosted SNL and the kid's like, when's Joe Montana going to show up? It was Joe Montana.
Oh, no.
How old's Joe today?
73?
74.
77 years old. Happy heavenly birthdays. We only got one, Gary Marshall. Penny's brother. You would have been 90 years old today.
Wow.
Produced The Odd Couple, Dick Van Dyke Show.
Watch it. Laverne and Shirley.
Mork and Mindy. Morkin.
Nanu.
Like porcupine. Busky dime.
Porcupine.
Tomato, tornado, potato.
All
the southern words. Just covered them all.
Palestine.
Hurricane. Hang on now.
Let you folks, know that one. Tomorrow's Thursday. And that just means closer to the weekend. But also, you already smiling now, aren't you? You're like, I know what he's about to say, don't you? What if there was no Facebook fussing tomorrow, though? Now you'd feel stupid, wouldn't you? But guess what? Tomorrow's Thursday, and you know what that means. Facebook fussing! Get today's podcast. Text podcast to 72341. TLCMotors.com. Text line, standard data, text rate, supply. Don't text and drive. Do it when you get to where you're going. Or have your buddy in the car with you. Thank you, Marianne. Thank you. We're on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Spotify, Amazon, Google. Go get it. Thank you so much for listening. Had a great time today. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good. Yeah.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.